This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations increased to 163 people Wednesday, the highest level in a month and a half. It's way below the peak of the Omicron wave in January, but ER nurse Becky Loy from St. Anthony's North Hospital says the uptick comes after healthcare workers dealt with two big surges.
There's just a lot of nurses who are very tired. It's not the best situation to be sort of facing a new front in the war when everybody really just wants a nap.
Case and positivity rates are also high, their highest point in 3 months. And you can see the latest on the pandemic in Colorado at CPR.org. Governor Jared Polis on Wednesday signed the state's fentanyl accountability bill, which lawmakers described as the state's biggest response yet to the deadly synthetic opioid. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The wide-ranging and controversial plan addresses fentanyl as both a health and a crime issue. Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett said passing it took a fight with both sides of the political spectrum.
At every step of the way, from the left to the right, people try to defeat this legislation because they would prefer, either for political purposes or for their own finger-pointing, to have nothing done.
The new law allows felonies for possessing anything more than a gram of substances laced with fentanyl, or about 10 pills. Many on the left argued this more punitive approach would be harmful, while conservatives and police pushed for zero tolerance. The law also includes tens of millions for harm reduction, education, and treatment. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Firefighters have made progress on a wildfire burning north of Pagosa Springs after cooler weather earlier this week. It's now more than 70% contained and holding steady at a little more than 700 acres. This is CPR News and KRCC.